Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You are listening to us live. Trust me, we are live on Building Fortunes Radio. I'm over here in Florida. Our guest is somewhere else, and we're going to introduce him in just a few minutes. But for those people unfamiliar with Building Fortunes Radio, we developed this platform to be able to help entrepreneurs be entrepreneurs. So for those people that want to chase their dream, for those people that want to maybe work from home, for those people that want to build something that they might be able to call their own, if they're an entrepreneur at all, they want to listen in on Building Fortunes Radio. I had the great fortune of a referral of a referral of a referral, if you know what that means, introduced me to a gentleman who runs a company called Suarez Corporation Industries, or SCI. And Ben Suarez is the original founder of Suarez Corporation Industries, or SCI. And we did a radio show with him because he's a really great guy. And if you listen to that previous radio show that we did, and you can find it on buildingfortunesradio.com/Ben, if you go to listen to that radio show and you learn a little bit about Ben's life, Ben is a gentleman who you can actually, you know, you look up to as a mentor. He started with next to nothing. He built a business from the ground floor. He's hit, you know, bumps in the roads and potholes and skidded off a cliff every once in a while, as entrepreneurs do. But he pushed and he pushed and he pushed, and he built a very large company that employs lots of people over in Ohio. And he happens to be around the Akron, Ohio section. So I think he even did some manufacturing at one of my competitors' manufacturing facilities. I used to work for Electrolux, and I think they did some manufacturing of some materials over at Hoover. Well, you want to learn a lot about Ben Suarez because he's the entrepreneur's entrepreneur. He's kind of, you know, he's one of those persnickety kind of guys. You ain't going to be pushing him around at all. And he's going to make sure that things get done, pushing through barriers, breaking down those obstacles, doing whatever it takes. Well, of course, Ben hires people like our guest speaker who does more or less just the same thing. Our guest speaker, his name is Julius Toth. So Julius, as in J-U-L-I-U-S, Toth, as in T-O-T-H. So it's kind of like tooth, but with one O. So it's Julius Toth. And I say that just so you can find this radio show on Building Fortunes Radio by searching for his name. Julius is the entrepreneur's entrepreneur as well. And we share a similar background in some of the things that we have done. So when I asked him to do a radio show with us, and he said, when, and we said, like, let's do it as soon as possible, regardless of where you are. He is right now in Las Vegas doing the peddling your wares kind of thing, which really gives my adrenaline a boost. And he's my kind of guy because, of course, he's stretching it thin. He's out there on the floor selling his goods and promoting the company and all those types of things. And we prepared to be on this radio show. So if you hear some background noise, he's over in Las Vegas. And he's doing some things, and these are certain times that I wish we just had like a video cam to kind of, you know, watch a professional in action, do his thing, use his props, make sales, have a lot of fun, make a lot of money, and I just love this kind of energy and spirit over here on Building Fortunes Radio. So, Julius, thanks for being here, and more importantly, thanks for being you, because I know we're going to have some fun.
Well, thank you, Peter. I just finally got in my room riding my pedal wheelchair across the casino floor. That's why you heard all that noise coming out of the National Hardware Show, where with Edom Pure, our multi-billion dollar brand, having a great show, introducing a bunch of new products. We're an eco-green technology brand and kicking off the Super Climateur that heats and cools. It's actually like the Dyson has a unit that heats and cools called the Dyson Pure Cool. Well, we're actually twice as nice for half the price of the Dyson. And the heating part is what's made Eden Pure famous. I bought the heater to Suarez back in 2005, and Ben and I created the brand Eden Pure, and we sold just shy of $3 billion worth in 8 years.
That's a lot of sales from start to finish.
Yeah.
That's a lot of sales.
Yeah,
that is
We introduced the far infrared space heater to the world in mass marketing. Prior to that, I was a national sales manager for the gentleman that built the first model, and together we built the second unit that became the Eden Pure. And the first year, get this, okay, we sold 880,000 units for $397 a piece. So you can see why we're a multi-billion-dollar brand.
Wow, and you did that in 1 year, first year.
Incredible. Yeah, the first year, right. But again, you got to understand what Mr. Suarez did here. A lot of kudos go to Ben Suarez. He created, when I first took a tour in 2005, I became a consultant after going through a horrible 7-year divorce and lost everything. So what do? When you lose everything, you become a consultant, right? You don't need any money for that. But I had many, many years of success. And so I saw one of Ben's full page newspaper ads. I'm sure even those people that listen to this, they'll relate to the full page newspaper ads in USA Today, blah, blah, blah. Paul Harvey was our spokesperson. We had to give him $1 million check in escrow before he would even look at our product. And Paul just took it to Matt. So quite a journey here with Mr. Ben Suarez. He has what I term, as soon as I got a tour, the first time I walked through the company in Canton, Ohio, 170,000 square feet of pure marketing power. I called it the Jack and the Beanstalk Gatling Gun marketing machine. And I got excited. I met with Ben, and he wanted to hire me like he normally does people, and I simply told him, you can't afford me, even though I was broke and just went through a horrible divorce. So he says, what do you want? I says, well, I want to be paid for results. I already took a tour at your marketing company. I'm also a copywriter like you, maybe not as good, but I'm a product guy. I'm the eco-inventor. So we made the deal, and this is a great entrepreneurial story because we took the company from roughly $18 million a year when I started in 2005, 2008, $420 million in sales with Eden Pure products.
Wow. So for all those people that want to learn a little bit about you, and for all those people that are wondering if they should ever learn about selling, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but it was learning sales that helped create this cascading positive series of events and also enabled you to rebound after that, like, marathon long divorce. So talk to us a little bit about how you got started, because we have a lot of people that are entrepreneurs, and they just think that you fall out of bed and you make $100,000 a month, and you do it on, you're going to automate the whole system and things like that. So I know we're older than some of the people might be listening in, but tell us a little bit about your history.
Sure. Well, I was born in Budapest, Hungary. My folks crossed the border in 56 revolution, came over to the U.S. I didn't realize that you needed to go to college and all that, so I graduated and worked in a machine shop. I was actually watching bums walking down the railroad track behind the machine shop, which is the only time went backwards. I got paid by the hour. Time went backwards. You know how bad that could be when you're paid by the hour. And So I thought one day, something's wrong with this picture. I hate this place. I was 18 years old. And so I thought, you know what, I'm going to look around. I didn't really realize that, you know, that you could really look around and be whatever you want to be. So I read this fancy ad, and I went in, and, you know, it was Scott and Fester Company. This thing does over 80 different things. It shampoos your carpet. It massages your back. It drills holes. It buffs floors. It even has a vacuum cleaner part to it. The Kirby Company. And so I watched this a tape reel. And, you know, I was 18 years old. I was a hippie, tucked my hair up under my hat. And they're showing these guys on snowmobiles and living in these beautiful big homes. And I thought, oh, my God, I got to do this. So on the way out the door after the film, I said, Mr. Kurtz, I can do this. You need to let me take advantage of this. And he said, boy, he says, we call you back, you're in, but you got to qualify. Well, little did I know, to qualify meant you have to hear thunder or see lightning, okay?
Right. Yeah. But, the fog of mirror.
But anyhow, went through the three-day training, kickoff for the weekend. You know, that's where you go and sell your mother, your father, your friends, and your relatives, you know, that feel sorry for you. And so I didn't do that. You know, I thought, my gosh, you know, I can give away 500 top value stamps. A lot of people may not know what that is, but back in my day in 1971, that was a very coveted thing, or a set of steak knives just to see this amazing product. And so I went out there with my 56 Chevrolet, no window on the driver's side. By the way, all my family moved to San Diego, and I was in love with my childhood sweetheart. That's why I didn't go. So I had a little apartment on top of a garage, driving my 56 Chevy, no window on the driver's side, and I started knocking on doors. And it was raining. I started hitting the doors, and this guy comes out, and he says, kid, get off my porch and get a real job. You need to quit bothering people. Well, that was my first day. Anyhow, I went 34 demonstrations without selling one, and every time I got discouraged, I would drive past hell. Hell was the machine shop, and I got motivated. There's this one guy, Mark Harshbarger. He kept coming in every day. We would meet for the sales meeting, you know, sing, hail, hail, the gang's all here. Do we sell the Kirby? Yes, we sell the Kirby. Anyhow, this guy, every day he reported 1, 2, 3 sales every day, and I'm thinking, they hired this guy just to torment the rest of us. So I asked Mr. Harshbarger if I could go with him on a demonstration, and I had to bribe him by buying him a steak and eggs breakfast, which was about the last bit of money I had. And I went out with this guy, and he had the same exact Kirby I had, except he started his demonstration, and it was like, my God. He told me, kid, if you open your mouth, look at my customer, talk, I'm going to throw you out of the house. He says, you shut up. You just watch and you learn. It was the most magical thing I've ever seen. And so I learned to sell a little bit. And then I got up to selling 12 and 24 a month. And then I ran into this guy called Tommy Hopkins, How to Master the Art of Selling Anything. And he had a set of cassette tapes. He was a protege of J. Douglas Edwards. And I plugged in the tapes, and I began to learn how to sell. Selling is not a natural response. It's a learned response. And I memorized things. I role-played things. And I became as good as Tommy Hopkins, and I went on to sell 100 Kirby vacuum cleaners, Kirby home cleaning systems, in 1 month. I think I'm still in the Kirby Legend Hall of Fame. I got married, started having kids, and I couldn't go out and do the door-to-door thing anymore, so I opened up vacuum cleaner stores. When I first sold my first Hoover belt, I felt like a prostitute. I mean, we were brainwashed. And my vacuum cleaner stores, I started opening up multiple vacuum cleaner stores. And so my vacuum cleaner stores became healthy home environment centers. I started getting into different things for the home, water purifiers, air purifiers. And in 1994, I run across this company called Alpine Industries. And my friend Jan Moore, by the way, he was selling the Sun Twin back then, which was the original Eden Pure heater. And so he turned me on to this company. It was a multi-level marketing company selling $600 ozone ion air purifier. So he shipped me one. He told me how great it was. And I said, man, that ain't that great. I says, it can't be that great. Ship me one. I got so excited. By this time, I had like four stores. I put together a radio script, and I went down to the talk radio, WNIR in Akron, Ohio, and I demonstrated the living air purifier to Howie Chizak, the talk show host. He was a pretty famous guy in Akron, Ohio. We sold $38,000 worth of these air purifiers the first month. Mr. Converse calls me in January. He said, you're the number one guy in the country. I said, why? We're just testing. I love this machine. And it was multi-level marketing. I never even cared to learn about it because I didn't want to do it. I knew what I could do, and that's what I did. So I went to Minnesota and met him, and we went to the convention. Anyhow, make a long story short on that end, from 1994 to 1997, I learned how to do the whole thing, and I took the company from 1.2 to 100. And I say I took the company because I was the number one guy in 94, number one guy in 97. I took the company from 1.2 million in 94 to 187 million in 1997. We were the 84th fastest growth company in Inc. 500. How's that?
That's huge. That's huge. And it all started because some pro told you to sit on the couch and shut up, otherwise we'll throw you out of the house.
He told me, he said, kid, I learned what a sales bubble was. And by the way, you know what I've always told everyone? I say, you know, people say, oh, Julius, you know, I mean, I never knew any of this stuff. I learned to sell, Peter. I learned to sell. I became competent. Competent means you learn how to do it correctly. You work at it. You study. You role play. You practice. You rehearse. Anyone can do it. I mean, anyone can do it. Selling is the highest paid or the lowest paid profession in the world. Either it's chicken or feathers or steak every night once you learn how to sell. And it became very exciting to me. I mean, I was a young man. I got married. We started popping out kids. Had 8 children with my first wife. And homeschooled, home birth, the whole 9 yards. And, I mean, I built a custom home in the country. Drove brand-new cars. Ate wherever we wanted to. Never had a money issue. It was fantastic, all because I learned how to sell. I learned how to communicate. To sell in Greek means to serve. And the difference is the fast-talking, smooth-talking salesperson, they typically never took any time to learn anything, and that's why it's chicken or...
That's a wonderful story. Now, we would usually take a commercial break, but you are on a roll, and I don't want to stop. And so we're gonna continue as we go because we want to box this up and be able to put it into 30 minutes so other people can listen to it.
Right.
The great thing is now you're working with this gentleman, Ben Suarez, who's he's just an amazing man. And when you put amazing people together, you get magic. So when you have the funding and the resources and everything and they create an opportunity for you to do well, then you can do well. So you have been able to work with Ben and provide a lot of people a lot of opportunity, lots of people in the factory, lots of people in the home office.
That's right.
I mean, to really be able to provide a great lifestyle. So for those people that ever wonder, it's the sales guys. And I love this because, you know, I know you know this, Julius. Some of our listening audience knows that I grew up in a parallel street, but I sold for Electrolux. So a lot of the things that you're going through, I'm like, I'm listening. You know, Tom Hopkins is one of the first guys I listened to, too. I know exactly what you're talking about. J. Douglas Edwards, you know.
Right.
You know, the idea of, you know, ask the question, then shut up. So the great thing is that sales guys make things happen. And if you could work with a company that has itself grounded in sales, they're usually grounded in being able to do anything, which means they're not mismanaged. So usually sales guys know how to manage and build a business as opposed to money guys that just know how to waste money, you know, or things like that. So the great thing is you're doing some amazing things with SCI and Eden Pure specifically. Yep. So we have a few minutes left. I don't know if you want to get into the opportunity that you're creating or you want to save that for another show. So do you want to talk about...
You know, I think this is a great lead-in to talk about that because, you know, I created a brand with Mr. Suarez, like I said, and like all companies, companies can go up and down. You know, I don't know if folks out there know this or not from your last interview with Mr. Suarez. I mean, I totally respect the man. He's 76 years old. I'm 66 years old, okay? But this man still lives in a 57,000 square foot mansion. I won't get into all that, but the guy's amazing. He's an amazing copywriter. But the synergy, when you find someone that you can really work with, Ben is fabulous at what he does, and I'm fabulous at what I do. I'm a great relationship builder. I'm a deal maker. And by the way, the reason I'm a great relationship and a deal maker is because I learned how to be. I love the saying that, you know, if you're faithful in little things, you'll be given greater things. And you know what? For the people that are listening out there, learn how to sell. It's really simple. You become competent. Once you become competent, then when you speak, you radiate confidence. And everybody needs one thing to help rationalize any buying decision. That's a feeling of confidence. Now, with Eden Pure, our multi-billion dollar brand, we have all these amazing products, breakthroughs in air purification, water purification, heating, cooling. Eden Pure replicates the Garden of Eden paradise inside your home. And, you know, we just launched a program. I never liked multi-level marketing because most people failed, like 95% of people failed. I was successful, but most people failed. I didn't even do it the multi-level marketing way. So I created a program with an Eden Pure called the Affiliates. You become an authorized affiliate. You don't have to buy any product. It costs you nothing to join. You sign up. You have access to all our amazing products. We have all the advertising copy written. And all you do is put it on your Facebook. Everything gets designed so you copy and paste. It's simple, simple, simple. It's ABC, 1, 2, 3 to do it. You got to work it. You still got to work. But you got to be put on a track. And this affiliate program gives you the track to run on. And you can take our amazing Eden Pure technology products. Eco Green technology is the revolution that's coming into play right now with all the green consciousness and people hate chemicals and all this other stuff. And with all the information on the internet and we put together the simplest, most amazing program. If someone sat down, just worked our program following the simple things we did for 8 hours a day, even if you're a basket case, you'll make $50,000 your first week. Not first week, first year. Even if you don't know what you're doing, just follow the steps. Do it, do this, do that, and put it out there. You get paid to bring value to the marketplace. People out there didn't have prior to you coming, and you get paid in direct proportion to how clearly you can communicate that value, and then you get paid in direct proportion to how many people you can put it in front of at one time. And the internet gives us that great opportunity to do that.
Now, my biggest question would be, and a real determining factor for a lot of people listening in, would be, are you part of that process? Like, are you part of that deal? Are you there to help people with the training?
Oh, my gosh. We hold your hand. I have 3 full-time people who do nothing but help you. You can call in. We take you by the hand. We have webinars. We take you by the hand. We talk to you. We work with you. Once you learn how to do, the simplest things in the world are hard to do if you don't know how to do them. You know, when I say copy and paste, listen. We have powerful, tested marketing stuff that you copy and paste and you put into your Facebook, you put into your email, you text it out to people. It's all done for you. Then if you want to go past the warm market, family, friends, relatives, then you go after bloggers. My God, what an opportunity. And basically, it's just working the program. If you hit a blogger and they come on and become part of this program with you, you could instantly make, you know, $10,000 a month. I mean, there's bloggers out there, as you well know, you're in the circuit here. There's bloggers out there with a couple million followers, you know?
Absolutely. And there's a lot of them that are looking. Yeah, there's a lot of them are looking because their YouTube system has been demonetized. So they're actively looking for additional revenue streams.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And, you know, the beautiful thing is, you know, the most powerful product we have is the brand. I mean, think about it. Paul Harvey was our spokesperson. We had to give this guy a $1 million check to put into escrow before he even looked at our product.
Wow.
So it's out there, and anywhere you go in the USA, you say Eden Pure, 9 out of 10 people know what it is. It's this eco-green products, air purification, heating, far infrared heating, mimicking the sun on how to heat your indoor space. I have these little oxy-leaves plugged into my hotel room I'm in right now, and my room smells like a rain shower when I walk in here. It kills the bacteria in the air on surfaces. I could talk about products literally for 10 hours and never shut up.
So an affiliate has access to all. An affiliate has access to all of this. Like all of those products?
As far as I'm concerned, this is the most wonderful, best program that I've ever put together in my life. And we don't weigh people down, filling up your garage with inventory you don't even know how to sell from some hype meeting you went to. We hold your hand. We don't oversell our products. Yeah, you don't make $200 on a super climator that we sell for $297. But you know what? You give your referral code to mom or to a friend or on Facebook, they plug it in. They get 10% off the sale price of that super climator. And for doing them that big favor, you make 20%. You make $53 for just doing them a favor to save 10% off the sale price that we sell it for every day all over the internet and direct marketing and everything that we do. It's amazing.
Wow.
We just give you the dollars we would normally spend for marketing that costs a lot of money.
That's right. And you guys know what it's like to spend a lot of money on advertising because you spend bazillions of dollars on advertising before. So you're going to put it right.
We spend almost
old...
a quarter of bill.
Guys are used to that. You know, we're going to run out of time, and I don't want to run out of time because we want to box this up and share with our friends. That'll replay this in other sections as well. And I know you're in Las Vegas, so being here away from your booth is costing you some money. So we're going to let you pedal that that wheelchair that you could push.
You should go to pedalwheelchair.com. By the way, anybody that wants to get some more information on the affiliate program, go to jtoth@suarez.com. Okay, and we'll send you all the links, jtoth@suarez.com.
So that would be J-T-O-T-H, so for those people listening.
Yeah.
So go ahead, I'm sorry.
Right. J-T-O-T-H at Suarez, S-U-A-R-Z.com, or jtoth@ecoinventions.com.
Excellent. Okay, good. So we are going to be back soon with Julius Toth, and I just thoroughly enjoyed this. I love hearing the stories. But most importantly, I love opening up this opportunity to the Building Fortunes Radio listening audience. We're going to cut this off before we run out of time. We're going to catch you next time. Julius, thanks a million. Go back to your show. Have some fun.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.